Give Ollie a call.
133-882.
Let's talk.
At 11 after 5, confirmation came through earlier this afternoon that Perth would be stripped of the fifth Ashes test. A new location is yet to be named, but it is all around the difficulties of our state border policies. This is what Sports Minister Tony Booty had to say just a short time ago.
In regards to the broadcasting staff, there are enough technical people in Western Australia that could have helped with the broadcasting of a fifth test in Perth, plus some of that could also have been done by remote control. So we don't believe it was not possible to hold the fifth test in Perth, but not to compromise the safety in order for the broadcasters to be here.
That is Tony Booty, the Sports Minister. Joining me live on the program is the WA Cricket Chief Executive, Christina Matthews. I imagine you'd be very disappointed this afternoon. Christina, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I mean, it's very disappointing to get the confirmation of the decision. But, you know, we just have to live with it and move on and sort of work with our members to ensure they get the refunds and et cetera you'd expect when you lose a test match out of your schedule.
Who's to blame for this?
Oh, look, you know, we're always looking for someone to blame, but at the end of the day, we are in a pandemic. We've got certain rules. Cricket Australia have got certain needs and they couldn't come together. So it's pretty hard to blame anybody in particular, but it's just the way it is.
Was that the sticking point, though, that around the broadcasters being able to access Perth and do their job? Because Tony Booty's just saying it was, and I know in your press conference earlier you made mention to that being the sticking points.
Yeah, I mean, there's a very small group of people who do things like Hawkeye, Spider-Cam,
yes,
and DRS, and they go to every test, and they mix with the crowd in doing that job, and then there's the overlay of all the cameramen who are a part of the crowd as well.
Is it difficult to comprehend, though, that we were able to host the AFL Grand Final so successfully now just over 2 months ago, yet in January, you know, we'll be almost four months away from that and most of the state will be vaccinated. We can't hold the pinnacle of cricket, a fifth Ashes test, over 5 days.
Yeah, it is astounding, but the two parties couldn't come together. Our rules are very well known. Cricket Australia had a schedule that they wanted to keep and the two couldn't come together. So we've been consistent in obviously saying that if we can hold a grand final, surely we can hold a test. But the overlay for the test is much, much bigger than a grand final, which has made it very difficult.
There was obviously an 11th hour offer to try and move the second and the fifth test around, that we would host the test next week here in Perth and Adelaide have the fifth test. Was that ever realistic, Christina, or was that just a bit of a Hail Mary?
Oh, look, I think it was a last ditch bid. I didn't know anything about it until I read it in the press as well. So I think the government were trying to offer a solution, but you know, with a test only 10 days away in South Australia, that was going to be pretty difficult to do.
Financially, how much does this decision cripple WA cricket?
Well, it cost us, for us, it's all about our membership revenue, and that'll cost us between $3 and $5 million this year without looking at what we can save for the remainder of the year, looking at our programs and whatever to negate that loss. So, it's a big impact, particularly as the cricket economy is based around the Ashes every 4 years,
yes,
and we model on that. So when we made the decision to move to Optus Stadium, it was knowing that in year four we'd be having an Ashes and we'd be building to that in terms of our membership and our membership engagement. And that started falling apart last year, not having an Indian test, and then this year not having an Ashes, and having to wait now 4 years for another Ashes test. So yeah, it's very disheartening for people who work in the game and for all the members and fans. I imagine Cam Green's feeling disappointed himself, you know.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to playing a home test match and missing out on that.
Particularly a lot of the kids as well who wanted to go along and support and cheer on Cameron Green. You'll be offering some sort of refunds to members, but are you asking them to try and, if they're capable of doing it, to continue to pay their memberships?
Yeah, so it'll be exactly the same as last year. Last year, they could get a credit into next year, a refund, or they could donate to our WA Cricket Foundation, and people make their choice around that. But, yeah, obviously, we're hoping people stick by us and support us. But I can understand their frustration having to do that 2 years in a row.
Will you be seeking compensation, Christina?
Yeah, well, we have said if there's a financial benefit in someone else holding the test, we would expect to get, you know, 50% of that benefit to in some way compensate us. And we've just got to wait and see what framework they use for determining who gets the test match.
Will Cricket Australia punish West Australian cricket fans with the schedules looking forward? I mean, we've got the 2020 World Cup again on the horizon. Might we miss out on knockout stages, not even see the Australians? I know the original 2020, which was scheduled last year in 2020, we didn't have any finals. Could that be potentially a sweetener from Cricket Australia to say, look, you missed out on the Ashes, you missed out on India. I know we're hurting over here in Perth and we really love our cricket. Here's a 2020 World Cup knockout match in the finals, and perhaps here's the South African test, the first test of the summer in 2022-23.
Well, for, there's all sorts of things we can go to them about. The T20 World Cup, the government didn't apply for any finals, so that ship's probably already sailed. But we'll be talking to them about all sorts of things. Next year's test fixture, additional white ball games next summer, and then sort of getting some guarantees into the next half dozen years of the cycle, because we've done our fair share of sacrifice.
Gee, that's disappointing. Why wouldn't the government bid for finals of the 2020 World Cup?
I think there was a bit of a realism about the MCG, SCG, you know, often in those world events, it comes down to how much governments are willing to put on the table. So, yeah.
I imagine right now, though, they need to, you know, dig pretty deep and help cricket, because it's not shaping as a cricket fan, obviously, that I am, as you know, Christina, as well. It's just disappointing. Yeah. No India, and we never did last summer, and now no test match cricket this summer. It's just just tough.
It is very tough, and we're still fighting to get more BBL games, so that's the next battle on the horizon. It just does seem that we're having to fight harder than anybody else to get good content, but we will never give up the fight, Ollie.
No, I know you won't. Wednesday night, let's try and fill the furnace, and that's hopefully, you know, one of plenty of Big Bash matches. The Renegades reportedly in the Herald Sun overnight, they don't want to spend Christmas Day in quarantine, and I'm being asked on the text line, Christina, how does it work, though, because the Heat are playing in Canberra today. How are they able to play in Perth later this week? How does that work? Are they in a bubble?
No, there is. I'd love to be able to tell you exactly, but I've lost track of who's where and doing what.
Of course.
It's all been approved by the way poll, so I'm assuming it's all right.
Okay.
That we go through all sorts of things trying to see who's been where and what they're doing, and obviously we can't have the second game here because Adelaide would have been in Melbourne in the meantime, so that wipes them out. So, yeah, it's a very tricky situation.
Well, let's hope we're talking more about what's happening on the field sooner rather than later than not, but a difficult day, one we thought was coming, but we hope there are brighter days ahead, of course, for WA cricket, and you're not having to cut any of those programs, Christina, particularly for juniors and all the great work you're doing through the foundation as well. I said to you earlier on that it was inspiring being at the WA cricket launch this summer, particularly what the likes of Gilly are doing through the foundation and for autistic children. That's something that's really important, and I know you're very proud of, and I hope that those programs can continue to develop and we can foster the great game of cricket in WA.
Terrific. Thank you very much, Charlie.
That's Christina Matthews, the CEO of WA Cricket, on what is a difficult day because confirmation, the fifth test, will be stripped from Perth. A host city yet to be named, Hobart in the running, Sydney in the running, Melbourne in the running. What do you make of it? 133-882. Are you disappointed by today's announcements? Well, do you think that's a bit of justice for Western Australia and our hard line against the state's borders? It's a different proposition, as was pointed out to me a bit earlier this afternoon. We actually changed the rules.